Don't you think there should be a little more cause for concern that Russia is accusing the United States and Ukraine of an attempted assassination against their president? That's kind of a big deal. That's not really patty cake anymore, is it? And then Zelensky over there in the Netherlands saying Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. He needs to be tried for crimes against humanity. I mean, so the brinksmanship has been stepped up. The ante has been stepped up. We are now getting into the later rounds of this thing where people start throwing knockout blows. You've now reached the stages of this fight where there's no feeling out and jabbing anymore. It's like somebody's going to start throwing haymakers here. All right, we're going to revisit the issue of the Proud Boys trial verdict today with a journalist that's been there covering it in and out of the courtroom and get her response to this, writing for the Gateway Pundit and many other places. But let's look at some of this other big news, because I don't understand why this isn't a bigger deal. And you wonder if our leaders are just completely psychotic or if we're just being lied to about this whole thing in Ukraine and there's really no real threat. They're just laundering a bunch of money and it's the military-industrial complex in action. Because it's hard for me to look at this and not think that we are really on the brink of something serious here with the developments in the last 48 hours. And the lack of intelligent questioning or discourse on this issue from the American media is quite concerning. Are we just numb to this? Is it that we really think that this can't get any worse? It won't touch us here in America? Do we think it's all a big bluff? Air raid alert for Kiev, gunfire and explosions in the city. So there's the continued fighting going on in Ukraine. And then, of course, you saw the video from yesterday of a drone allegedly trying to kill Putin. Again, the whole thing is odd to me. It just something is, seems and feels off about it. A kamikaze drone blows up outside of the building. I mean, what, does Putin hang out in the dome or something? Was he up there? Was he up there doing some lunar observing on the roof? You know, was it supposed to go through the building and then they just misfired and blew it up on the outside? Did somebody, I mean, they got this shot now of another drone that apparently got shot down over Kiev. So this is all developing right now. Russia claims Ukraine tried to attack Kremlin with drones and terrorist attack targeting Vladimir Putin. Well, that was yesterday. And now today, Russia claims U.S. planned alleged drone attack on Kremlin. Now they're saying the U.S. did it and basically told Ukraine to pull it off. Meanwhile, you have Zelensky in The Hague arguing that Vladimir Putin should be tried for war crimes and crimes against humanity, arguing this to an international tribunal. But let's get back to the drone story. So Russia is arguing that the United States and Ukraine tried to assassinate Vladimir Putin. This should be sending alarm bells off in every American's head. Is it true? Is it not true? Whose drone was it? Who gave the order? Is it a false flag? Did Russia false flag itself? Why are people not asking these obvious questions? And then John Kirby goes out today. Is it really? Folks, you have to understand how insulting this administration is to the world. John Kirby goes out and gaslights the entire international community when he says, this whole narrative that Russia's pushing that the West is in some war against Russia or the United States is in some war against Russia. This is just a Russian false narrative. That's not what's going on. What? That's not what's going on. So it's just all these Western leaders going over there, Hollywood celebrities, Hollywood liberals, all these U.S. politicians, you know, we're funding it, we're arming it, but oh, it's not us. That's not us. It's like, oh, there's a tank with your name on it. There's a missile with your name on it. The bullet that went through his head had your name on it. That's not us. No, John Kirby says that's not us. That's a false Russian narrative. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I'm going to believe everything Russian says. Maybe they did false flag themselves with the drone. In fact, I would say that's the most likely scenario. None of the others even make any sense. But don't you think there should be a little more cause for concern that Russia is accusing the United States and Ukraine of an attempted assassination against their president? That's kind of a big deal. That's not really patty cake anymore, is it? And then Zelensky over there in the Netherlands saying Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. He needs to be tried for crimes against humanity. I mean, so the brinksmanship has been stepped up. The ante has been stepped up. We are now getting into the later rounds of this thing where people start throwing knockout blows. You've now reached the stages of this fight where there's no feeling out and jabbing anymore. It's like somebody's going to start throwing haymakers here. So these drone things are just kind of like the beginning of something that might be extremely scary. Meanwhile, make America great again, bring us peace again. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban calls for President Trump's re-election to end the war in Ukraine at CPAC Hungary. And most of the world feels that way, but they're not allowed to say it. And it's just so obvious, the destabilization factor since the U.S. elections in 2020 that resulted in the overthrowing of Donald Trump and the placement of Chairman Joe Biden. And so there's this is why they're forming the BRICS. This is why Russia and China and others are forming strong international alliances, because they can't have this instability in the West. They can't deal with it anymore. They don't. They're sick of the mad psychos, our political elite that run this country. They're sick of being gaslit by liars like John Kirby. They're just done. And hey, they might be corrupt too. They might be bad guys too. The point is, they don't want to deal with our bad guys because they're like psychotic freaks. So you'd think there'd be more of an alarm and a better understanding from the American media about what's really at stake and the consequences of the Biden election. Oh, but see, it's all a big joke to the Democrats. Like, we've got these young Democrat influencers that get paid by the Biden administration, and they go on Tim Dillon's show and they say, well, we know the Democrats suck, but, you know, we just keep voting for them anyway. It's like, wow, is that funny? That's funny. And who knows if this is real or not, but there's this thing going around the internet right now. It's gone totally viral of a Democrat post on Reddit saying, you know, I'm having to move out of my city because it's been overrun by criminals and it's definitely the Democrats' fault. So I'm going to move to a Republican area where it's not so bad, but I'm still going to vote Democrat because I can't vote for those damn Republicans. Like, it's just hilarious, isn't it? It's all so funny. It's all so funny. I don't know. Maybe it's not so funny with these bank collapses continuing. Maybe it's not so funny with the state of the economy and bills going up. Maybe it's not so funny Russia accusing us of an assassination attempt. Yeah, you know, maybe it's not so funny, actually. No, I'm not really laughing, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.